land. Hannah Strickland, you can call her intern still. She answers to that. She's been conditioned all summer. She's also been a critical part of our Brethren Academy. You've seen, saw some pictures and heard some announcements about that in previous weeks where some of our youth went down and hung out. She was one of the mentors and leaders of that week and also of Engage and Adult Conference. You had some roles. She's been super involved this summer and she is getting ready to head back to school. But Hannah has some things she wants to say to us, and she's gonna invite some of the rest of our young folks up to say some things to us too. Did I adequately describe that and set you up?
Sure.
All right, awesome. Now, come a little closer, a little closer. So as she gets going, this is a Sunday when everyone is leaving, like heading back to the schools and the places that they're gonna be from. We've got a missionary, actually they're all missionaries, whether they're going to school or Brazil or anywhere else they're going. We've got some exciting things happening in the lives of our kids. And so I just want to paint a picture real quick scripturally. Is it okay if I do that?
Please
real
do.
Quick. My favorite text is in the writings to the church at Ephesus. Ephesians 2:10 talks about how we are all made, we are the craftsmanship of God. Here, you see it there. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work that he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, which we had better be doing. That's in the Message version of that text. But the feel of it is that we are created on purpose. We are his masterpiece. We are his poem, his best sculpture, his best painting, his best work of art. That's you and me, each one of us individually, uniquely so, created to do specific things. So when we think about students going to school to learn more about those specific things that they're made to do, people heading out into social environments they've never been into before to learn who they are, this is the time. This is the scripture. This is what's activating them. This is all about what a sending faith community is about. You and I sending these people where God is calling them to learn more about this and to do more about this. So, have I set you up well?
Yeah.
Just say yes. Yeah. And take me off the microphone.
Thanks, Bill. So, yeah, like Bill said, my name is Hannah Strickland. I've been the intern here this summer, and it's been awesome. So I just want to bring up anyone that is going to college for the first time this fall. I just want to invite you guys up, and we are going to ask you a couple questions. I know you guys did this when you guys graduated high school, but we want to just remind people where you're going and how can we pray for you. So come on up for me. All right, so I'll hand the mic to you first. Give us your name, where you're going, and what would you like us to pray for as you go there?
Hi, my name is Rose Miller.
Bill, turn the mic off. Yeah.
All right, my name is Rose Miller. I'm going to OSU Mansfield, and I guess one of the things that works in that category is I don't really know my roommate, and I hope all that goes well.
Yeah.
My name is Sarah Schultz. I'm going to AU this fall, and one thing that you guys can pray for me is that I can figure out what I want to do with my life.
I'm Noah Ludwig. I'm going to Ohio State, and I guess I could use prayer for finding a good faith family down there.
That's awesome. Cool. Thank you, guys. One more question, because you guys are going to start. What are you most scared about?
I'm scared about making friends, since I won't be living on campus, and I only have classes like 2 days a week. So I'm most scared about like meeting new people and like finding my friend group in school, so.
Yeah, no.
I guess I'm most nervous for just classes in general and how difficult they'll be.
Yeah. I guess I'm most nervous about finding out if I actually want to go to main campus after a couple years or just stay. So.
Awesome. Okay, we're gonna, if anyone wants to come up and lay hands, we can pray over them. And I'm going to ask Bill to do the main prayer.
Oh, all right. So this is kind of a tradition at Five Stones that we send folks in this way. We lay hands on them. We're going to be doing it a few more times with the different groups of people that are coming up here. There's this awesome text in the book of Acts where the church decides that it's right. It seems good to them and to the Spirit to send these folks out to do the things that they're called to do. So we're doing this. They laid hands on them and prayed for them, and we're gonna step into the tradition of the early church and do that with these folks here. So let's bow our heads and pray. God, in this moment, we do feel connected to your body through the ages. We do have a sense of anticipation and excitement for what you have already done and what your Spirit is going to continue to be doing in the lives of our friends and loved ones here, our kids. God, we've watched you grow them. We've watched you prepare them. You've heard their hearts. Lord, we just pray your blessing over them now. We bless them with a strong sense of your presence, that when they can't find classes or friend groups or know what's going on next, that they can lean into you and find you there. God, we bless them with a strong sense of identity as your sons and daughter. God, that whatever else comes, ups and downs, homesickness, hard classes, that they'll lean in to the sense, to the fact that they're part of your family, and that's more than enough. God, we pray and bless them with just a sense of clarity and a sense of peace, that as they take these steps, these big steps, that they will find less and less broken, less and less missing in their lives, and they will step out in strength. God, we ask that you would cause them to the answers to the prayers of people where they're being sent, where they're going, that they would carry your light and your love on this mission of having your kingdom made real in the lives of the people around them. We pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you guys.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you guys for praying for them. I'm so excited for you guys, and I can't wait to hear about how your first year of college goes. So now we're going to call up anyone that is returning to college in the fall. So your second, third, or fourth or more years. So come on up if you're returning to college. So again, I'm going to ask you guys just a couple questions. So we're going to ask what's your name, where you're going, and what year you are, and what's your major. Okay, do you want to go first?
I'm Clay Hubler. I'm going to Akron to study biology. I'll be a sophomore this year.
I'm Matthew Boyd. I go to Ohio University. I will be a sophomore, and I'm an outdoor recreation and education major.
Hey, I'm Luke Gravett. I go to Hope College in Holland, Michigan. I'm a business operations major, and I'm going to be a junior.
Hi, I'm Evan Tomei. I'm an upcoming junior here at AU in Ashland, Ohio, and I'm studying biochemistry.
Hi, I'm Kyle Boyd. I go to Ohio University. I will be a senior. I'm studying marketing and business analytics.
Hi, I'm Cassidy Johansson, and I'm going to be a senior at AU this year, and I'm majoring in math.
Hi, I'm Sydney Gravett. I go to Ohio State University, and I will be a fifth year, one more semester. I'm studying civil engineering.
Hi, I'm Taylor Bunce. I'm a sophomore at AU, and I'm studying chemistry.
Awesome. And you can pass the mic back this way as you answer another question. What is one way you have seen God in your college career so far?
I guess just being able to meet the friends I have and being able to, I guess God putting them in my life, making sure that I meet the right people and that it's not someone who's going to take my faith away from me, but help me strengthen it while I'm at college.
Ohio State's massive. There's 60,000 people that go there. And I've been blessed with so many good friends that just like know me really, really well. A community that just has come around me and stuff that I couldn't even just found myself. So having people just be put around me and build into me and pour into me in a way that I didn't even know was possible in high school. So.
Yeah, so I was a math education major until last week. And then I changed. And I don't want to do anything with math anyways. So it's going to be rough, but it's fine. But over the last couple years, I felt a call to ministry. And so God has placed me in Ashland, praise Jesus. And so I've had like the Five Stones community and the Brethren internship and stuff like that to help like cultivate that calling in me. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like just the friends that I made down at Ohio University, each one has made like a huge impact in my life. And it's also just like a lot of fun to get to go back to Ohio University and just pour into some of the freshmen and underclassmen coming in and just connect with them and make them feel welcome.
I would have to say it's definitely the friends I've made, as everyone else said, but through the well, like I've just come to know God more through that and becoming a well leader last year / this summer and coming into that leadership position. It's going to be a big change for me, but I'm ready for it and like I'm just ready to spread God's love.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you with that friends answer again, but... when you go to a school that's 5 hours away and you feel like you have no one and you just pray for someone to like show up in your life and then God gives you someone, so got a lot of friends, so.
So friends. But yeah, the faith community that God has blessed me with down at OU has had a huge impact in my walk with the Lord. My Bible study leader, he challenged me to read the Bible in 6 months, and I had the opportunity to accomplish that, and just the way they push me and keep me going and like helping me draw closer to the Lord, it's just been a huge blessing. So
yeah, definitely the friends made a big impact. They've all positively impacted me in my life.
That's awesome. All right, so once again, come on up, lay hands if your friends, family, or loved ones. Spencer, would you be willing to pray? Do you want to pray?
What?
Do you want to pray? Okay. Do you want to pray?
I'm going to come over by these ladies right here. All right.
Wow, Lord, I thank you for these testimonies of your faithfulness to meet each one of these students as they ventured out on their own. And I know that there's still a lot of questions, but I pray that they would continue to draw near to you and that they would see your hand guiding them, bringing them people in their lives that influence them towards you and encourage them and sharpen them in their faith. And I pray that you would also give them a heart. I heard Evan saying that he's excited to pour out your love, and I pray that you would just ignite that fire in every student, that your love would be so real to them that it would just naturally pour out of them into everyone that they come into contact with, and that they would just sense such a strong calling and purpose as a child of God and as a part of your kingdom. So we ask for your protection. We ask for your guidance, Lord, and we thank you for them. We thank you for the gift of having them in our community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. So not only do we have people heading off to college this week, but we also have a great friend who is heading off to a different country. in the next couple of weeks. You saw him on the prayer card, and I'm going to invite Logan to come on up and talk about what you're going to be doing. So introduce yourself and tell us where you're going.
Hi, I'm Logan Markle.
Did we turn it off again?
Classic.
There we go.
I'm Logan Markle. I just graduated from Ohio State down in Columbus. The degree in philosophy, I got super involved with CREW there, which is a Christian student ministry. And this, at the end of this month, I'm flying out to Brazil to work as one of the staff members leading campus ministry movements in Brazil.
Awesome. So what are you most excited about?
I've been telling people this summer, whenever you get exposed to a new culture, people who speak a different language, you learn that the same God who meets us in the midst of our brokenness and our culture perfectly meets them and fills every need that they have, but it looks totally different than what ours did. So I'm excited to get to see how God is completely sovereign, even in a whole new culture, and see that he fulfills their every needs just like he has mine.
Awesome. And what are you most nervous for?
It's going to be weird being with, I have four other teammates that are going, and they'll be kind of like my rock, and it'll be weird having to be kind of like completely dependent on other people. I'm sure it's like a little taste of marriage where it's like we have the same goal, but I can't do it all on my own. So I'm kind of nervous that like I'll make mistakes and have to be like, I'm sorry, and like I need help, but also get to see God's working through the midst of that.
Yeah. And how can we pray for you as you're gone for, is it a year?
Yeah, it's like 10 and a half months.
Okay.
Primarily for the people we're going to talk to. I know that the Holy Spirit's already working, like preparing people for us to talk to. But also for our own walks with the Lord, because I don't want to, like I want to draw near to him even more so as I'm helping other people draw near to him.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And any friends and family, loved ones want to come up and we'll pray over Logan as well. My hands are cold, I'm sorry. Father God, we just thank you so much for the gift that you've given us with Logan. And God, we just pray that as he goes off into Brazil, that you would protect him and his team and the people that they would talk to. God, we pray that you would move down there more than we can even imagine. God, we pray that you would start a fire in their hearts and the hearts of those they talk to, and that it would never, never flare out. God, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to know him, and we ask that you would be with him as he is learning to be able to depend on others and to depend on you. And God, we pray that you would be in there and that you would be moving. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. So we have two more people that we want to talk to, and then we'll do something else. So I'm going to ask Kyle and Matthew Boyd to come back up. So both of these guys have been working in different ways with the Lord, and I'm going to let them share a little bit about that. So, Matthew, you can go first.
Hello. So this summer, as some of you may know, I had the opportunity to work at Camp Bethany as a full-time counselor, and going into it, I was extremely nervous because I never went to Camp Bethany as a camper, and no one knew who I was, and I was just kind of like the new guy. So I was like, this is going to be terrible. But it was the complete opposite of that. The Lord moved through me down there in ways I've never experienced before, and the ways I've grown and matured with my relationship with him has been weird, but like amazing.
I mean, being a counselor, that's like a, it's like a 24-hour, all-week, everyday job of just like making sure the kids are alive, functioning, and like that I'm alive and functioning, which is hard when I'm like not getting a lot of sleep because the kids like having to go to the bathroom or something like that. And but like I had the opportunity to lead 3 kids to accept Jesus into their heart for the first time, which, I mean, yeah. That was, I mean, I've never done that before, and that was, like, amazing. I had the opportunity to baptize one of my campers, which, I mean, that had a big impact on my life, and I actually ended up getting rebaptized down there and just coming to the realization that, like this is what I want. Like, Jesus is what I want. I want to be pouring out into other people what he's done in my life and just how good and wonderful he is. And I mean, yeah, camp, I was just blessed with a great family down there, just people that loved me and pushed me and carried me and helped me when I was in just really like low points. And I mean, yeah, God really worked through me in amazing ways down at camp. And I mean, I can't wait to get back down there next year to be a counselor again, just to pour back out into the kids and to take what I've learned there into college and just my daily life, no matter where I am, and pouring out into others.
Hi, so back in January, I had the opportunity to go, I'm involved with CREW at Ohio University, and I had the opportunity to go on a vision trip. So vision trips are a week-long trip to one of our locations that we send people out to, kind of like what Logan's getting to do in Brazil. I got to go to India. I had to meet with some of our staff members there. So I went with a team of about 10 other people, and super nervous going to India out of all places. It's a lot different than here. But it was just so cool to see the Holy Spirit move through such a spiritually dark place. You know, people there are Hindu or Muslim, and so they're worshiping idols and false gods. And like, there's just so much brokenness there, and it's so cool to see the Holy Spirit move through the people. I mean, Indian people are such, like, some of the most friendliest, like, welcoming and hospitable people I've ever met. And I had never really shared the gospel with anyone before, and I got to share the gospel for the first time there with a Muslim student who had never even heard of Jesus or Christianity before in her life. It was just a super impactful moment. And, I mean, just walking around the streets, we got to go share with college students throughout India and just share the gospel with them and have spiritual conversations with them. We got to hear about their beliefs and share with them our beliefs. It was really awesome. And I think the most impactful day that we had was there's a Christian ministry out in the red light district called Pernita, and they try to bring women out of human trafficking. And we got to go pretty much throughout brothels and stuff praying for women that were being trafficked there. And that was probably one of the most impactful days I had there. Like just praying over people who like weren't free and seeing them be freed through Jesus. It was a really awesome opportunity. And yeah, it was just cool getting to see the staff members and what they're doing. And I'm really excited for Logan because it's such an awesome opportunity, and it really changes you. So it's awesome.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys. So a couple weeks ago, I promised that you guys would be able to hear a little bit about my story and my life this week. So now I get to be super vulnerable and tell you about the summer. So this summer has been a roller coaster ride for me. I finished my first year of college in Chicago, where I go to school, and came back to small town Ashland. And I was going to be working here as the intern and also working at a dance studio that I grew up going to. And so I was really excited for this summer, but I was also really nervous for this summer because I knew that God was calling me to some type of ministry, but I didn't really know where or how that was going to be like out there in my life. And so when I had the opportunity to do this internship with Bill and with Five Stones, I wasn't sure. He was like, where do you want to work in the church? And I was like, I don't know. And so he was like, let's do a little bit of everything. So I've gotten to do so many things. I've gotten to sit in on deacon meetings. I've gotten to sit in on staff meetings. I've gotten to help do worship stuff with the flags and the dance. And I've gotten to go and out into the community and just be with people. I've gotten to go to Brethren Academy, and I've gotten, like, there's been so many wonderful things that I've done this summer that have just changed my life. But on top of that, I was also working at the dance studio. And on top of that, I was living at home. And on top of that, one of my friends from college was living with us. So the whole bunch was happening really quickly, and I was a little nervous about it. So at the dance studio, we have our summer show, and the night of the summer show, it was fine. We had a little bumpy road, but you know, it was over, it was good. And then we were cleaning up everything and realized there was a leak, and it had leaked before when it had rained hard. So we put a bucket underneath and said, we'll call the landlord on Monday and we'll fix it. And so I went in Sunday after church to go dump, make sure the bucket was dumped and it wasn't overflowing if it had, because it had rained really hard. And I found the entire studio completely flooded with like a foot of water. It was really deep. It was not clear water. It was really gross. And I just didn't know what to do. And the owners of the studio live an hour and a half away. So I was like, I don't know if I want to make them come all the way to Ashland. Like, is this things I can just clean up a little bit, you know? And they ended up having to come, and we had to find a new building, and we had to buy new equipment, and we had to work with insurance that didn't really want to work with us, and they didn't understand why we had to pay so much for all these mats, because they're really expensive. And it felt to me like everything was falling apart in that moment, because this studio has been the studio I've gone to for 14 years. I grew up going to this studio. I learned how to dance at this studio. I found God at this studio because it's a Christian facility. And I was just like, I don't know what to do. This was my home. This was like the second place that I would go when I was frustrated. I would go to my dance studio and I would just dance out all my frustrations. And so it felt like my home had disappeared. Even though I still had a home, I still have a great family and I love them, but this part of me was falling apart. And I was pretty upset, and thankfully Bill was awesome and he was like, you know what, take it easy for a couple days, this is hard. And so I was able to do that, and I was able to recuperate, and I was able to connect with God. And then my grandmother got sick, my great grandmother got sick, and I was really close to her. She has been a light in my life. She's a really good Christian, and I've always strived to be like my grandmother. And her husband has dementia and Alzheimer's and has been slowly fading for like 6 years. And so no one expected her to be the one that got sick out of the blue. And she ended up passing away the week before I left for Brethren Academy. So she passed away on like Monday or Tuesday. We went to her funeral and came home, and then like 3 days later, I left for Brethren Academy. And we had planned to do like a dance on Sunday, and then the funerals on Sunday, and so I was like, cool, another thing falling apart in my life, another piece of my family gone. And then I broke down, and I realized that, yeah, this is part of my life, this is who I am, this is my family, but also, I have another family, and it's the family of Jesus, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And they are the ones that have been there for me this summer. And they're the ones that always point me back towards God. They're the ones that always make me feel excited about God and excited to learn something new about God. And it really happened through a 14-year-old girl. And I am 19, so someone that is 5 years younger than me is the one that really showed me this. I was a mentor at Brethren Academy. And there was this girl who wasn't really sure about God, but she had been going to church her whole life. Her family was Christian, and they were very pushing her towards this religion thing, but she was like, I don't really know if I want to do that. So I was like, okay, how can I help her to see the goodness? How can I push her that way? How can I do this? And then when nothing was happening, I realized that it's not my job. It is my job to pray for her and be there for her and support her. But it's ultimately only God can change that. And the moment that I realized that, and the moment I started praying for her, and the moment that I started just encouraging her without pushing her, she completely changed and was all in for God, head over heels, in love with God. And all she wanted to do was sit and pray and talk to God all day long. And it was just the most beautiful thing. And she built this community around her that was able to help her in her transition back to her family that isn't always super supportive. And she has now like 40 people that are always going to be there for her, that are always going to support her, that will be there no matter what. And it took me seeing her be built up to see that I had already been built up by people that are surrounded here at Five Stones, my family, the people at my dance studio. Even though the place is gone, the people are still there. The people are still willing to help me. And the people at my school, my life group, that we have a Bible study every week, they're there for me all the time. My grandparents are still there for me. God is always going to be there for me. And it made me realize so many things so quickly. And I lost my page. I really learned that the only way to get through hardships is through God. And last week we had a whole bunch of Psalms read, and it sounded like a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. And I realized that I also had a lot of hurt and a lot of pain, but I realized though that God was always there in the hardships, and that no matter what, he was still going to be good and he was still going to be there for me. So just to go with the Psalms, I found a Psalm that I really, really enjoyed when I was going through this hard time. And it's Psalm 32, verses 7 and 8. Sorry, it's not up on the screen. It says, "For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs and victory. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best path for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." And that just really helped me because it showed me how much God cares about me. It showed me that he is never going to leave me. And it's true about you as well. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. And he's got a plan that's way better than any plan we could ever have. So if you guys will pray for me, or pray with me, not, well, you can pray for me, but pray with me in this moment. Father God, we just thank you so much for this morning, that we are able to gather here freely, that we are able to find you and be with you. God, I thank you for always being with us, and I thank you for always loving us no matter how many times we mess up. God, I thank you for protecting us from the things that we don't even know you're protecting us from. And God, I thank you for helping us through those hardships, and I thank you for letting us always be able to lean on you. God, I pray that as we go throughout this week, that we would be able to see how you are protecting us and see how you are loving us and being there for us. God, we thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.